Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
And we're back, folks. It looks like Jim from sales just got in from his client lunch, and he's got receipts.
His next meeting is in 2 minutes. The team is asking, can he get through his expenses in that time?
He's going for it. Is that his phone? He's snapping a pic. He's texting Rev.
Jim is fast, but this is unheard of.
That's it. He's done it. It's unbelievable.
On Ramp, expenses are faster than ever. Just submit them with a text. Switch your business to ramp.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Donald Trump has made calls for the US to take control of Gaza, proposing a sweeping plan to turn the devastated territory into a freedom zone of luxury and business. And for more, I'm joined by David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. Good morning to you, David. This is, I suppose, harking back to what he said previously about Gaza as a kind of a development opportunity.
That's right. There were those comments a couple of months ago about turning Gaza into the Riviera of the Middle East, and huge concerns at the time about how this would be tantamount to ethnic cleansing, certainly fierce opposition from Palestinians. Trump seemed to think that many of them would go to Egypt or Jordan, and the governments of those countries were not at all on board with that. And then, yeah, on Thursday, Trump was speaking to officials and business leaders in Qatar on this this tour of the Middle East he's doing, which notably does not include Israel.
Yes.
And he said concepts for Gaza that I think are very good, make it a freedom zone. Let the United States get involved. And, you know, also talked about the photos you've seen of, you know, no buildings standing there in his, so he claims.
Well, he's not really wrong on that. I think it's something like in excess of 90% of buildings have been destroyed, but that's neither here nor there. Just first of all, you mentioned him not going to visit Netanyahu or to Israel. Is that significant?
Yeah, it is, I think. On Thursday, it was announced that Secretary of State Marco Rubio had a phone call with Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel discussing issues such as, you know, Iran and Syria, but not much progress on Gaza, where you know, bombs continue to fall. And the death toll is now some 53,000 Palestinians. I think, you know, some Israelis may be concerned because Trump's emphasis really was all on United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and of course, at first, Saudi Arabia. You know, he was striking these huge business deals. It all felt very transactional. It felt like Trump, the businessman.
Yeah.
And really giving great prominence to the Saudis and not so much Israel.
Yeah, that, I mean, it is quite interesting. Or is there a question, David, that I suppose Trump is cozying up to the Arab states that form, you know, that ring around Israel, and that may, I'm not sure we can even say that Trump is strategic, but that may be part of a strategy to encourage them, if he's planning or on board with this idea of ethnic cleansing in Gaza, that being on good terms with these nations might mean that they would take refugees?
It's possible. I suspect Trump is not that strategic. Mm. I mean, one thing that did happen in Saudi Arabia, you know, he called on the Saudis to join the Abraham Accords and normalize relations with Israel. Saudi Arabia has said, yeah, that's not going to happen while this war in Gaza is continuing. And they're really at an impasse with Israel over that one. But you know, the other interesting development of late has been Trump sidestepping Netanyahu and having direct talks with Hamas and securing the release of a hostage.
And how recently would that be received, particularly by the more right-wing factions in Israel, do you think?
Yeah, I suspect they're concerned. You know, on the surface, at least, there have been very positive relations between Trump and Netanyahu, and we saw that early in Trump's term in Washington. And yet, there's also reporting that, you know, Trump has never quite forgiven Netanyahu for congratulating Joe Biden on his election win, and now there's been this series of actions that do seem to sideline Israel to an extent. On the other hand, these latest remarks about Gaza, I think, are music to the ears of the right-wing government in Israel. And certainly Trump is doing nothing to stop their military campaign.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.